Approach on Abhuti, we are on verse 101, right?
Yes.
Nitya vyasad prate praptihi. Nitya vyasad prate praptihi. Nabhave chiratmanaha. Nabhave sachiratmanaha. Nabhave sachiratmanaha. Tasmat brahma nirdhyaset. Tasmat brahma nirdhyaset. Jignyasu shreyase chiram. Jignyasu shreyase chiram. Nitya vyasad prate praptihi. Nitya vyasad prate praptihi. Nabhavet sachiratmanaha. Nabhavet sachiratmanaha. Tasmat brahma nirdhyaset. Tasmat brahma nirdhyase jignyasu shreyase chiram. Jignyasu shreyase chiram. Nitya abhyasat rite praptihi na bhavet sat chit atmanaha. Tasmat brahma nididhyaset jignyasuhu shreyase chiram. Nitya abhyasat compound rite. Rite is an indeclinable particle, means without. And it governs the fifth case. So without. Nitya means constant or always. You know, nitya means like in Vedanta it can mean timeless, but as an adverb or adjective it can mean always. So without, constantly, without always doing abhyasa. Abhyasa means practice. So without continual practice, nitya abhyasa, continual sadhana, continual practice. Abhyasa means also the repetition over and over of something. So nitya, and it's common, it's a common word that we use in Vedanta for the sadhana, shravana, manana, nididhyasana, and then also karma yoga, all things. It's a abhyasa means you have to continually do that until you gain nishta. So nitya abhyasat rite, without continual practice. Okay? Praptihi, nominative singular, the gain, the attainment, na bhavet, potential in showing definiteness, there will not be, there can't be, the attainment. Praptihi na bhavet, potential third person singular. Praptihi na bhavet, there can't be the praptihi, the gain of satchiratma, genitive singular, compound, the of the atma, which is satchit, the satchiratma. Okay, sat means being. Chit consciousness. So like Satchitananda, Satchit Atma. So without continual abhyasa, there can't be the gain, there will not be the gain of the Chit Atma, Satchit Atma. Genitive singular. Tasmat, therefore. There's the tasmat or tataha, meaning therefore. Tasmat. Right? Tasmat. Brahma nirdhyaset. Jignyasuhu. Jignyasuhu is the nominative singular, the one who desires to know. In the Brahma Sutra, atato brahma jignyasa, then therefore, means in the first sutra, then therefore, the one who desires to know Brahman. Right? Then therefore, there is the desire to know Brahman. After one's become an adhikari, then after that, becoming an adhikari, there is the brahma jignyasa, the desire to know Brahman. So when we say jignyasuhu, it means the adhikari who has the desire to know. The mumukshu, the one who has a desire for liberation, is transformed into a jignyasu when they recognize that liberation itself is jnanam. So here, jignyasuhu, nominative singular, the one who has a desire to know. Do you see, this is a desiderative. Do you see the similarity between mumukshu and jignyasu, mumu, jignyasu, there's a duplication there, and then that su ending. mumukshuhu, jignyasuhu. So jignyasuhu, the one who has a desire to know. The desire to know Brahman is understood. It's also understood that the jignyasu is the one who is a mumukshu, who has recognized that moksha, liberation, is due to jnanam, knowledge of Brahman. So we would say, tasmat, therefore, the jignyasuhu, the one who has a desire to know, nididhyasate, potential third person singular. That one should do nididhyasana, should contemplate, should do nididhyasana on Brahman. Brahman is then the accusative as the object of the nididhyasana. So tasmat brahma nididhyase jignyasuhu. The jignyasu must do nididhyasana, should do, potential, third person singular, should do nididhyasana on Brahman. Okay? Shreyase, for shreyas. Shreyas is another word for moksha. Shreyas means the absolute good, as opposed to prayas, which means relative good, relative sukha is prayas. The sukha and the pleasure that's gained through the fulfillment of desires in the world is prayas. Shreyas is the absolute good, which is not subject to disappointment. Okay? So shreyas is another word for moksha. So here, shreyase is in the dative singular. So therefore, the jignyasu should do nididhyasana on Brahman for shreyas, chiram, for a long time, indeclinable, chiram. Remember we had that achirat last time for Sanskrit students yesterday, achirat? Mm-hmm. Here's chira.
Right.
So, and here it's in the accusative. Yeah,
quick.
Quickly. But chiram, and that was achirat. And that's using the ablative as a adverb. You can use often the accusative, the instrumental, or the ablative, or adverbial endings, or can be. And so chiram could also be achiram, if I want to say quickly or soon. Chiram means, it's an adverb, it means for a long time. One should do nididhyasana for a long time. It's going back to the nitya abhyasa. Without continual abhyasa, repetition of this knowledge, right? It's not possible to gain, means to know, the satchit atma. Therefore, the one who desires to know should do nididhyasana for a long time.
That is repetition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, nididhyasana is meditation.
Oh, meditation.
But nididhyasana is contemplation, dhyanam, upon the atma, as opposed to upasana, which is contemplation or dhyanam upon an ishwara in some form. Okay? Does everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
If you remember in the previous verse, verse 100, it said, I'm going to tell you 15 angas, 15 limbs for the attainment of what has been said before, which is nishta, okay, for the gain of this knowledge. And by these, and with the help of these, the nididhyasana should always be done, sadā karyam nididhyasanam, in verse 100. With these, keeping these 15 limbs in mind, one should continually practice nididhyasana. That was verse 100. Now it says, it goes on, it says, without the nididhyasana, without the continual practice, there can't be the attainment of the satchit atma. Therefore, the one who desires to know should continually do nididhyasana for a long time. Should do, it doesn't say continual here, should do nididhyasana for shreyas, for moksha. For it should do nididhyasana for a long time in order to gain moksha, shreyas. Okay? So he's going to have a lot to say about what all of this means, but let's just see verse by verse. Everybody okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant, and then we'll chant the next one too. Nityabhyasad prate praptihi. Nityabhyasad prate praptihi. Na bhavet sacharatmanaha. Na bhavet sacharatmanaha. Tasmat brahma nididhyase. Tasmat brahma nididhyase. Jignyasu shreyase chiram. Jignyasu shreyase chiram. Yamohi niyamas tyagaha. Yamohi niyamas tyagaha. Maunam deshas chakalata. Manam deshascha kalata asanam mulabhandascha asanam mulabhandascha dehasamyam chadrikstitihi dehasamyam chadrikstitihi. Now he's listing, in fact, in this verse 103, 102, and 103, he's listing the 15 angas, which then he's going to go through one, each one of them one at a time. Okay, but let's see what they are. Yamaha, sorry, break the sandhi. Yamaha, he. Niyamaha, tyagaha, maunam, deshaha cha. Kalata. Asanam mulabandhascha mulabandha cha dehasamyam cha drik stitihi. Okay? So this is just a list, so just look at this. Yamaha. Yamaha means restraint. But first of all, in these 15, we're only seeing half of them in this verse, we'll see the other half in the next verse. 8 of the 15 are the Ashtanga Yoga. The parts of the Ashtanga Yoga, which are niyama, yama, niyama, asanam, pratyahara, right, dharana, asanam, pranayama, pratyahara, right, dharana, and dhyanam and samadhi. So in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it's called the Ashtanga Matra, Ashtanga Yoga, means the eight-limbed yoga, right? There are these eight parts. Shankara is including these eight limbs in his 15. Now, but he's going to take each one of these eight limbs and define it differently, do something different with it. Okay. So in the Ashtanga Yoga, yama, which really means restraint, literally means restraint. In the in Panini, it actually stands for, just to tell you this, we'll go into more detail later, but it's got five different things for in Patanjali, I mean in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras. The yama means ahimsa, non-injury, satyam, telling the truth, truthfulness, ahimsa, non-injury, satyam, truthfulness, asteya, non-stealing, Brahmacharya, living the life, a celibate life of study, life of a student, and control of the passions. Celibacy is the extreme, but it stands for control of the sense organs, control of all of the passions, Brahmacharya. And then aparigraha means basically not taking things, anything, not taking as gifts anything that is not necessary, you know. So these five are what potentially we'll say are the yama. But Shankara is going to look at it a little bit differently here. And so if you want to, you can just say, as a definition, broad definition for yama is just restraint. And then but this is what potentially says about them, okay? Then the next one is also from the Ashtanga Yoga, niyama. Niyama is sometimes just translated as culture. But let me tell you what it is. Niyama is saucha. Saucha means cleanliness. And it can be bahya. Bahya means external cleanliness, like keeping your house clean, your clothes clean, etc. And abhyantara is inner cleanliness, means antakarana shuddhi, keeping the mind clean. Okay? Of, you know, raga dvesha. Santosha. So there's the saucham. This is just, and Shankara's not going to go through this. I'm just telling you, just so that you have this information. Santosha. Santosha means being satisfied with the things that you have. Right? Santosha. Tapas is the practice of disciplines and austerities. For citta naishchalya, you know, for control of your body and sense organs, the practice of different austerities, tapas. Swadhyaya means study of the scriptures, of the teaching, swadhyaya. And Ishwara pranidhanam means devotion to Ishwara. means Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. Everything I do is in service of the Lord. Okay? So this is called the way of being in the world, the culture. So Yama, Niyama. Tyaga is not one of the Ashtanga, but it means renunciation, Tyaga.
Tyaga.
Tyaga. Tyagaha. Manam means the practice of silence. Deshaha means place. How, these are not the Ashtanga Yoga angas. Place. Kalata means time. So he's going to have something interesting, the state of time, timeness. Kala. So you don't need that ta on there, you just say time. So deshaha, kala, kalata. That's the abstract ending, okay? In the feminine. That ta ending is a feminine ending for the abstract. Timeness, the state of time. So deshaha, place, kalata, time. Asanam. Asanam is one of the angas, the Ashtanga Yoga, for the Ashtanga Yoga. Asanam means posture. Mula Bandha. Mula Bandha is, all I know about this is that it's a yoga asana. Does anybody know what the what asana the Mula Bandha is? Do you know, Kristen?
Yeah, it's not really an asana, as I understand it. It's a lock that you can use an asana to go into, but it's a way of restricting the flow of energy in the body. And there's a certain thing that happens in the body, but it's mostly about sort of a locking of the energy in a certain way.
Okay, so let's take it as that it's a locking of the energy, and then let me tell you what those words mean. Mula means the root, a root of something. Bandha means the bondage. So that could be the lock of the root. It could be the lock of the root energy. Kind of like the kundalini, or the what word would they use for that root energy?
Root chakra.
Does it get into the chakras, or is it just the root energy?
I think the Muladhara, that's a chakra that's here, and that's considered where the energy comes from, the Muladhara chakra.
That's right, there is a Muladhara. Anyway, I don't know enough about it. But let's take it as, you know, kind of a way of, through asana or otherwise, locking the energy, where bandha means to lock or to bind, and mula means root, okay? So Mula Bandha. I tried to look for it. I don't have the right text here to find out exactly what it is, but let's just take what Kristen says and you can look more into it if you want, okay? So Asanam, Mula Bandha Cha. Then Deha Samyam. Samyam means the equipoise of the body, the relaxation and the balance of the body, Deha Samyam. And Drik Stitihi. Drik means the vision. The seer, the seeing, the drik. The stitihi is means holding in place, the drik. So.
Does that refer to like all the sense organs? Or?
I don't think so. We'll see when Shankara gets to it. But I think it just means holding the vision steady. Like for instance, sometimes they talk about it like this in the Bhagavad Gita. When you're doing a meditative pose, like you'll put your eyes, you'll focus your eyes on your third eye or someplace else, but it's a focusing. It's a focusing and holding the eyes, the vision in place.
Drik is seer, not seen, right?
It's seer. Yeah. But so they're using it in the commentary anyway as the holding the sight. Okay? So if somebody else knows something about this in yoga terminology, please tell me. I'm really just basing what I'm telling you in the commentary and on what Shankara says later in the verses. So, but he's taking all of these terms that are known in various places, like the Patanjali Yoga Sutras and elsewhere, I suppose. And then he's doing something with them. Okay. So, drikstitihi. So far in this verse now, we just have a list. Yama, niyama, tyaga, maunam, deshaha, desha, kalata, asanam, mulabandha, dehasamyam, drikstitihi. Okay? Let's chant that and do the next one. Yamohi, niyamas, tyagaha, Yamohi niyamasyagaha maunam deshas chakalata maunam deshas chakalata. Should have said maunam for the Sunday. Yamohi niyamasyagaha namohi niyamasyagaha maunam deshas chakalata Mounam deshascha phalaka asanam mulabandhascha asanam mulabandhascha dehasamyan dehasamyan chadrikstitihi dehasamyan chadrikstitihi pranasam yamanam chaiva pranasam yamanam chaiva pratyahat pratyaharascha dharana pratyaharascha dharana atmadhyanam samadhischa atmadhyanam samadhischa proktanyangani vaikramat proktanyangani vaikramat. Okay. Prana samyamanam cha eva pratyaharaha cha dharanat. Oh, sorry, dharana. Atma jnanam samadhihi cha proktani angani vaikramat. Prana samyamanam. That's control of the prana. This is one of the ashtanga, one of the limbs of the of yoga, pranayama. Control of the prana is the control of the ingoing, outgoing breath. And so sometimes the ingoing, outgoing breath are to different counts, and there's also the holding of the breath between the ingoing and outgoing breath. So that makes up the pranayama, and there's very sophisticated ways of doing this. So just take this, prana samyamanam, the control of the prana. Okay? Cha eva, and indeed. Pratyahara, again one of the limbs. Pratyahara is the withdrawal of the sense organs in form meditation. Pratyahara. Da, cha, and dharana. Dharana is after the first the pratyahara, the sense organs are withdrawn, and then the mind is focused on an object. Okay? So it's the focusing of the mind on an object is the dharana. Atma dhyanam. The dharana then goes to dhyanam. And here he's saying atma dhyanam. Dhyanam is, so that first of all, the senses, pratyahara, the senses are withdrawn. Then the mind is held on an object. The object can be the atma. Okay, the mind is held on something. And then dhyanam is keeping a continuous flow of vrittis on and around that object, whatever is the point of reference for the dharana. The dharana, it can be, the point of reference can be like the space between the eyes. It can be an image of the Lord. It can be an upasana. You know, it can be a pratika. It can be like the om. It can be nididhyasana. It can be on the atma itself, right? But so the mind is first focused on that, and then it's held so that all of the vrittis, there's like a flow of vrittis that are a continual flow of vrittis on the, vritti means thoughts, vrittis, a continual flow of vrittis on whatever the object of the dharana is. Okay, so this is a progression. So here, atma dhyanam. So now the mind has a continual flow of vrittis focused only on the self, atma dhyanam. So dhyanam is the seventh of the Ashtanga Yoga. Then samadhischa, samadhi is the eighth. Samadhi means where there's a collapse of the subject object. When the mind is focused only on the atma, then the subject is the atma, the object is the atma, there's no subject object duality. And so that, starting with pratyahara to dharana to dhyanam to samadhi, right, there's a resolution in the samadhi where the only thing that's then being experienced is the atma without subject-object differentiation. If the in the Ashtanga Yoga, if the object is, say, an image of Vishnu or the Omkar or something, image of Ishwara, then still an image of Shiva, whatever, there still is a collapse of the subject-object differentiation where The mind is so focused on the object that the only thing that is present, it's like the subject and the object merge into only the object. That's the idea for samadhi. So it can be a samadhi in terms of upasana, or nirvikalpa samadhi, you know, in terms of the atma. Okay. So these are the 15. And then he says, proktani angani. Proktani, past passive participle in the nominative. Angani is neuter. Means these limbs are told. The limbs, the parts, the 15 limbs, proktani, are told by indeed, kramat, in order. They are told in a given order. Kramat means in an order, beginning with yama. So these 15 limbs are told in order from yama, niyama, tyaga, manam, etc. Okay. So now that he's told you these limbs, now he's going to go through and talk about each one of them in his own way, the way that we think of these in terms of gaining nishtha. In the vision of Vedanta.
Can I ask one thing? Mm-hmm. So this is 15 limbs. But Patanjali says 8.
Yeah.
So is he adding some in that he's adding himself?
That's right. Okay. They probably come from different places, but I haven't found out where those places all of those are. And in the commentary that I have, it's not commented on. So,
but the sources.
Yeah, he says. I know that these are 15 limbs, and I think that's said here somewhere earlier. But where all some of these others are coming from, I don't know. I have to read more carefully or look more into it. I couldn't find it for now. But you're right. So let's go over them. Asanam, potentially. Mulabandha is whatever Kristen said, you know, a locking of the energy. No, go to the top. Yama. Mm-hmm. Niyama. Mm-hmm. Yama, niyama. Those are one, two. Those are the Ashtanga. Tyaga, no. Mm-hmm. Renunciation, mountain, silence, desha, place, kalata, time. These last four are not. Mm-hmm. Asanam, yes. Mulabandha is blocking the energy. Dehasamyam is bringing the body into equipoise. Drikstitihi, focusing the vision. Okay. Then prana samyamanam is the pranayama, which is ashtanga. Okay. Pratyahara, withdrawing the sense organs, is ashtanga. Dharana, focusing on an object, that's ashtanga. Atma dhyanam, the dhyanam is ashtanga. Meditating, getting the flow of vrittis on the object which your mind has locked on. Samadhi is the collapse of the subject-object. And that's also Ashtanga. So these limbs are told in an order, according in sequence. Okay?